Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, June 9th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, Apple kicked off WWDC week with its opening keynote announcing all of its software plans for the next year. As expected, Apple shifted to a new year-based naming strategy with these updates, headlined by iOS 26, alongside iPadOS, watchOS, tvOS, macOS, and visionOS. All of these updates are led by what Apple calls a new liquid glass design language. Apple describes this as its most comprehensive design update ever, and the idea is to make everything more expressive, more delightful, and more immersive without losing the familiarity people expect from Apple and their Apple products. Liquid glass is a new translucent material that behaves like real glass. It reflects and refracts what's around it, but it's also dynamic. It shifts and transforms in real time based on your content and your environment. That means that when you're using your Mac or your iPhone, user interface elements adapt on the fly. Colors change depending on your wallpaper, lighting conditions, or what's behind an element on a screen. Apple says it's a way to make the software more alive. Apple's Vice President of Human Interface Design, Alan Dye, says that this is the result of rethinking the fundamental building blocks of their platforms. He describes liquid glass as combining the optical quality of real glass with a fluidity that only Apple can achieve. You'll notice the changes in basically every UI element throughout your Apple devices. Buttons, switches, sliders, they've all been reworked using liquid glass. Navigation elements like tab bars and sidebars have been redesigned. So for example, in iOS 26, tab bars now shrink as you scroll to let your content take center stage. They then instantly expand when you scroll back up. The lock screen has also gotten a big liquid glass overhaul on the iPhone. For example, the time is now made from that liquid glass design and it flows around the subject of your wallpaper. Apple even updated its San Francisco font so each number can shift in weight, width, and height to perfectly accommodate the scene on your wallpaper. The design also extends to all the different apps on your iPhone, like Camera, Photos, Safari, FaceTime, Apple Music, Apple News, and Apple Podcasts, all of which have been refreshed to this new liquid design language. So now let's talk more about iOS 26 in particular. Again, it's headlined by that new liquid glass design language, but there's also a ton of new features and other changes throughout the update. For example, Apple Intelligence is a headlining change in iOS 26. There are new Apple Intelligence features, such as live translation, which is now built right into Messages, FaceTime, and the phone app, and it can translate conversations, both text and audio, on the fly, entirely on device. There is also updates to Visual Intelligence, which is one of the first Apple Intelligence features that launched last year. Visual Intelligence in iOS 26 can now understand what you're looking at on your screen and help you take action. So you can use it to ask for context, look up similar products, or auto-add an event to your calendar using Visual Intelligence. Genmoji has got an update in iOS 26, so you can now mix two existing emoji together to make your own custom emoji, in addition to making your own emoji based on text descriptions. Image Playgrounds now integrates with ChatGPT to give you more options to generate images in different styles. There are also several big updates to Messages, including features like polls in group chats, typing indicators in group chats, and the ability to send and receive Apple Cash in group chats. You can also set custom backgrounds for each of your group chats as a new way of expressing the vibe of each chat. The phone app is also getting significantly smarter. There's a new unified layout that brings together your favorites, recents, and voicemails all into a central location. There's a feature called call screening that helps you filter unknown callers by prompting them for more info. So when an unknown number calls you, the person will be prompted to say who they are and why they're calling. Then you have the choice to decide whether to answer or not. Hold Assist is another new feature in the phone app that will notify you when a real person finally picks up your call, so you don't have to listen to hold music for 20 minutes. Apple's also improving how it handles unknown text messages. Messages from unknown senders are now automatically filtered into a dedicated folder, where you can go in and review, accept, or block them, rather than have them clutter up the rest of your messages interface. iOS 26 also brings updates to CarPlay, including a new Liquid design interface that Apple says is more useful and now has compact call notifications, so an incoming call on CarPlay no longer takes up the entire CarPlay screen. There's also pinned conversations in the Messages app, tap back support, and new widgets that mirror the widgets on your iPhone, along with live activities right on your CarPlay display. Apple Music is adding a new lyrics translation and lyrics pronunciation feature, and a new feature called AutoMix that uses AI to blend songs together seamlessly like a DJ. There are also updates to Apple Maps and Apple Wallet, as well as the addition of an all-new Apple Games app that serves as a central hub for all of your games and helps you keep track of your progress, find new titles, and compete with your friends. You can hit the link in the show notes for more in-depth details on everything new in iOS 26. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. iMazing 3 transforms the iPhone Manager into a comprehensive platform for Apple device management across personal, educational, and enterprise environments. iMazing's extensive features set it apart. You get comprehensive device control, featuring backup management, data transfer, data extraction, and utilities that serve both individual users and device fleets. iMazing Profile Editor 2's brand new Total App Setup feature automatically configures macOS app permissions and more to streamline enterprise deployment while minimizing configuration errors. And with iMazing Configurator, the platform delivers enterprise-grade device management capabilities to help IT teams and system admins scale up their device deployment and administration process efficiently with or without an existing MDM solution. Hit the link in the show notes today to learn more about iMazing 3, the comprehensive platform for device management, and to try it for free. My thanks to iMazing for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Next up is macOS 26 Tahoe, that brings some of the biggest updates we've seen to the Mac in years. First, there are a handful of new continuity features. The phone app is now available on the Mac for the first time, so you can make and receive calls and see recent calls and voicemails and use features like call screening and hold assist right from your desktop. Apple is also using continuity to bring live activities for the Mac for the first time. So when you have a live activity active on your iPhone, it will also now be visible in the menu bar on your Mac. Then if you click on a live activity in your Mac's menu bar, it will launch iPhone mirroring so you can have access to that full application. Apple is also giving Spotlight its biggest upgrade ever, and it's not just for finding files. It's now a full-blown hub to do different things. You can send an email, create a note, or run a shortcut all from Spotlight. There's a new feature that's called Quick Keys that lets you create short phrases that jump directly to a specific function that you need. So for instance, you can type SM and it'll automatically send a message in the Messages app. SM means send message. On the customization front, macOS Tahoe gives you new ways to make your Mac feel personal. You can tint app icons in the dock for the first time, just like you can on the iPhone as of last year. You can also customize folders with emoji or other symbols and have more control over the layout of Control Center. As part of the Liquid Glass overhaul, the menu bar is now fully transparent and the dock, the sidebars, and toolbars have all been refined for a cleaner look. The Apple Games app is also now available on the Mac. Safari has gotten a cleaner design with floating tabs and a new sidebar for saved content. Messages is adding all of the same features as iPhone, including custom chat backgrounds, typing indicators, and polls in group messages. The Journal app is now available on the Mac for the first time. The Photos app now supports pinned collections, customizable tile sizes, and quicker filtering tools. And FaceTime is getting a refreshed interface with contact posters, floating controls, and quicker access to SharePlay and other features. So that's a recap of the new Liquid Glass design language and what's new in iOS 26 and macOS 26. The first developer betas are available today. Public betas are set to launch in July, ahead of a public release to everybody later this fall. We'll have details on Apple's other updates tomorrow, including iPadOS 26 and WatchOS 26. But for now, that wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find all of the WWDC news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And again, we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.